Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so very glad you did. I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight, working on a new landscape. I'll be unveiling that on Facebook and social media for a local charity here in South Florida, probably either tomorrow or perhaps the day after. We'll see how far I get done on it. But tonight, we're not talking about that tonight. Tonight, I have a fantastic guest, just a fantastic guest, Miss Pepper J, or Mrs., I should say. I don't know. Pepper J. Pepper J, how are you?
I'm good, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm all befuddled.
Ms. I go with Ms.
Ms. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. I love it.
Or you could call me
the
Dr.
Modern
Dr.
Woman.
Pepper.
That's pretty cool, too. I like that. Uh-huh. Dr. Pepper. That's awesome. And, you know, you have a wide and assorted history in entertainment. You've been doing, been in the business a little while. Were you always geared towards that when you were a little girl? Did you say, I got to perform or I got to be in show business? What was Dr. Pepper J like as a young lady?
Well, you know, as a child, I just enjoyed it very much. The stage, both live theater and performing for charity groups. My grandmother did a lot of charities at City of Hope and this, mm-hmm. that, and the other. And she always had her granddaughter performing, you know, whether it's playing the accordion or tap dancing. So I guess it was,
wow.
I never really thought about it. I just, it was one fun thing to do.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I was reading a little bit of my show notes here. And now you did, you've been involved in film and television and the stage. A writer, all kinds of stuff. And you just talked before you came on the air. An ambassador now. You can put that on the list. Teacher. That's amazing. You live life.
Thank you. Well, you know, if you pick a subject matter, that's for anyone out there. There's all sorts of things you can do with that subject matter. Let's say you wanted to be a seamstress, for example. Well, you can be a seamstress. And then you also can write a how-to book about sewing. You can go out and talk to sewing groups about your subject matter. So it sounds like a lot of hats, but a lot of them are really very much related.
I hear you. I do a lot of different things myself. And, you know, when I was a kid, my father drummed into me multiple streams of income. He said, if something goes bad on one front, you got other things happening. And I tell you, I carry that with me today. You know?
That is so
got a lot
true.
Of plates spinning.
In the 70s, that was one of my main topics. In the 70s and the 80s, children in school. They don't learn about money in school. And I used to teach them about passive income. Back then, well, at one point, interest rates were 10%, right? So if you put $100 in the bank, you were making 10% on your money. And so I was explaining to them, if you do something once, and you keep getting it over and over again, that's passive income. Now that we're getting less than 1%, it's a little bit different.
Right. It's not as much fun. Exactly.
Right.
I know.
So writing
crazy.
A song or writing a book, that's all passive income, too.
Well, the cool thing about it is, you know, if you set it up right, and it's very easy to do today, I shouldn't say easy, it's accessible to do today, you only have to do it once. That's one of the things, I'm a painter by trade, that's my main thing, and one of the things I really like are poster prints. You know, I paint the painting once and just keep getting money on it, you know, it's,
isn't that great?
That works for me.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love it
when you put your work on Facebook.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, social media. I got to tell you, I really didn't see And, you know, at cocktail parties and stuff, if I had a couple, I like to use that title, call myself a futurist. I'm not a very good one, obviously. I didn't see the rise of social media. I didn't see it. I'm certainly glad it's here. But I wish I would have seen that and got my foot in the door on that. But no, you know, I was out having a good time, I guess.
You remember the movie The Graduate? And they say, some guy says to him, he says, plastics, which you should be going into, plastics. Well, in the early 80s, I had a gentleman say to me, he liked me and he was giving me inside information. He said, information. That's the next big thing is the information. And I heard it. And I heard the word. And I had no idea what he was talking about. So I was actually told and given it the nugget and didn't know how to take advantage of it.
Right, right. Oh, man. Well, you know, hindsight is 2020, right? Oh, my God.
Not usually. Yeah,
it's just crazy.
It is.
Now, one of the things I really like is you are one, and I don't know if this is from your teaching background or just your personality, you do look, it's good to invest in yourself. And one of the things, you've written a book, which I have the title of right here, Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. And of course, it also applies not just to singers, but there's a great little video of you on YouTube kind of talking about this, a quick one. And this applies to anybody. If you've got an audience, man, you should pick this book up, right?
Well, I really think so, and I'm really pleased that it came out as well as it did, because when we teach, I teach with a partner of mine, John Michael Ferrari, and we do over the years, over 20 years, a lot of tag teaching. We'll teach lawyers how to speak to juries or judges, teachers how to speak to parents or students, people in interviews, singers how to record and connect with audiences, how to be on a stage, comics. It doesn't really matter. When you have an audience, the audience psychology skills that I speak of in the book are really helpful to almost anyone. That particular book focuses on singing, but I would say three-quarters of it flies across the board.
Nice, nice. Well, it is very important. You know, it's sales, man. You're selling something, no matter what you're doing, it seems, you know. And if you're good at that, you can make quite a comfortable living, you know, or just personal goal.
Exactly. And you can make a good impression, and you can get the job. Mm-hmm. We had a 24-year-old come in last month. She just got a really, really good job, and she was on the phone, and her boss didn't like it because she didn't sound professional. So she came in for phone performance skills, you know, and a lot of the same techniques that are written in the book, Dynamic Song Performance, I used to help her with her phone talk, her phone speech, her phone skills.
Nice.
So it's cool. It's, you know, really, it's just a textbook, a how-to book, you know, for people that need to talk to people, need to be in front of an audience. And there's a nice, I think, table of contents. You can go to what you think could be useful.
Nice. Well, I tell you, it. I can think of so many people. Folks, what a great gift. If you know somebody, you know, I can think of about 20 people I know that could use this book. And I don't mean that in a mean-spirited way. I'm just saying they're in the particular businesses where they do need to communicate and whatnot and aren't that good at it. And, you know, I think that happens a lot, too. With, you know, we talked about the rise of information and these businesses. I know a lot of people in the computer business, for example, they're great at coding, great at typing and making that happen, not so good at talking to people, you know. This could be something to help.
Can be difficult.
That's amazing.
But if you are given a few skills where you're immediately better, it really pushes up the confidence level. I think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a sharing. Teaching is such a sharing thing. You know, you do it for the student, but really, as the teacher, when you find out that it works for them, it just feels so good.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, it's nice. You know, it's very, very nice. That's very cool. We have a link, everybody, to Pepper's website up on our show page, of course, www.pepperj.com. Very easy to find. and I suggest you click on that. And right at the top of her website are all the social media links. And, you know, I would suggest clicking on those and following, subscribing, all the kind of stuff you got to do. Why, Miss Pepper's even on Pinterest. Look at that. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, try.
And I love this picture. I'm seeing through the slideshow that's happening that you're holding a cat and you have a dog there. Looks like some fine friends. So,
I live on a ranch about 63 miles west of Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's in a little town called Pahrump, and I love it. And I have baby goats that are a week and a half old, tortoises, desert tortoises, ducks, chickens, dogs, cats. It's a menagerie.
That's amazing. I tell you, in our neighborhood, over the past few weeks, we don't know where they came from. I'm in South Florida. We just bought a house in this neighborhood. We're a couple blocks from the beach, and dogs that have been walking around. And I posted, my girlfriend Danny is just, you know, she wants to keep them. I'm like, they're a wild animal. You can't just take a wild animal. And
what did you find?
Peacocks.
What kind of animal?
Wild peacocks.
Oh, peacocks.
Yeah, they're just.
Well, they're great. Well, you know, if you feed them, they'll come back. They'll leave and they'll come back.
We've learned this.
Yeah,
not only will they come back, they knock on the door. Like, hey. Oh,
do they really? I love it.
They think they own the place. It's crazy.
Well, I'm sure
it's
they
crazy.
Do.
And now you also, in addition to the book, you had mentioned classes and whatnot. You guys have active workshops that happen and whatnot ongoing right now?
No, not anymore. What happens is we have acting, modeling, singing schools coming and bringing groups of people, you know, for workshops like that. They'll contact me and we'll set something up. Our individual people will send in auditions and we'll decide if we can really help them. I don't like wasting people's time. You know, we figure out where they are and where they want to be. And if we can help them get there, then we'll train them. And frankly, most of the people that we train nowadays is via Skype or some other internet connection. And a lot of people come to the ranch.
Wow.
But it's not on a regular basis or anything. We just take it as it comes. We've got a school from Florida coming up and one from Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi coming up. And then we do a couple of school tours so we can talk to kids. You know, it's very hard for a child to get in front of a second grade or a fourth grade class and give a report. It can be absolutely terrifying to some young person. So getting a few skills on how to interact with that audience really gives them much better confidence and helps them out, you know. It really does.
And talk about a skill that'll last a lifetime. You know, I mean, that is something. I'm not saying, you know, T-ball and karate aren't important. I'm just saying that teaching a youngster how to, you know, be in front of an audience without that stress and whatnot is that's going to shoot them to the top of the class, man, in so many areas. So true. So true.
Right.
You know, and you're
so
right.
Scared.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember myself, you know, being a little kid. Well, I kind of grew out of it. I turned into a ham, but still, you know.
You have great performance skills. I mean, when I have people come to me and tell me they want to be a radio personality or a radio commentator or something like that, I teach them and focus on a lot of the good skills that you have. Your pacing, your phrasing, your change in pitch, your energy. I mean, you make it so that your audience just keeps to want to keep listening to you.
And I thought they were just waiting for me to crash and burn. No, I'm kidding. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to have to buy new hats now. My head's going to get big. You know, the funny thing is that I have no background in, I'm a painter, like I said, and that's, you know, the only background I have, I guess, sales, you know, I like to pay rent.
Oh, well, that's
or did, so I bought a house.
Yeah, we've given a lot of salespeople some assistance. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still get nervous before art shows. To this day, I've done probably, 500 to 1,000 of them.
Gosh, you're such a talent. I don't know. Is it because you have to speak to people and you're not over a radio wave?
Well, you know, it's weird in the art world because people want you to be very, I have to turn on the artsiness. You know, they want you to be a little off and a little strange, I guess. You know, they kind of, I was talking to my girlfriend about it, Danny, and, you know, I'm like, it's like when you go to an Italian restaurant, it's just better if you see some guy throwing some dough up in the air. You know, the pizza tastes better. Same thing with the art world.
Right,
they want to see a turtleneck, you know? Exactly.
And then so
you
know
I'm a little chunky
part of you, and that's what you exposed that evening. That's all.
That's it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
The
radio thing is just, you know, it's funny. When I moved to Florida, I moved from Southern California. I'd lived out there for about 10 years. And I was talking to a friend of mine who was actually a real radio person on terrestrial radio. We're pretty good friends. And I used to, you know, Pepper, I was a bad boy. I would go out a lot and nightclubs and all that kind of stuff because I sold a lot to a lot of those types of people, my work. And he's like, well, are you going to start doing that in Miami now that you're in South Florida? And I'm like, man, I got a girl. I can't be out wolfing around and, you know, I'm trying to be good.
Good idea.
And he said, well, I think that. Yeah. And he said, I think this podcasting is kind of the future. You know all these famous people. Why don't you do a podcast? I'm like, well, I don't know how to do that, but I watched some YouTube videos, you know, educated myself a little bit on it. And, you know, after about a month and a half, I ran out of famous people to have on the show. And then I started working with different PR people and stuff, and it worked out pretty well. And
yeah,
so it's cool. Yeah. It's not that. Tonight's our...
Pop Rocks.
Yeah, 520th episode, something like that. It's crazy.
Wonderful.
Now, you also, I'm looking at your website here, you also produce Actors Podcast Network. What's that about? I'm curious.
Porter.com is one of the three channels on the Actors Podcast Network. And it's basically an online source for actors and people that like to learn about actors, but it doesn't do gossip. It doesn't do gossip, rumors, you know, things like that.
Right.
It really just, we interview actors, we go on red carpets and talk to people. We try to talk to people that give information to people so they're interested, you know. So if you go to Actors Reporter, for example, you click on the interview section, you know, you'll see a really nice, we went to the home of Kevin Sorbo and talked to him. Joe Montaigne came into the studio. We spoke to him. I mean, there's all sorts of different kinds of people from all aspects. And then we have daily entertainment news links all in one place. And it's just a fun little online trade magazine, you know.
That is cool. That is very, very cool. Pepper, I love it. You've got so much happening and so much going on. It's very inspiring, you know. It's very inspiring.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, there's a lot of people working on that magazine. It's not like I'm the one that's doing it all. You know?
Right. I understand.
It goes without me.
You know, though, the orchestra just works better if there's a conductor sometimes. You know what I mean? All the time,
well,
really.
Thank you. I have a really good – I have a great partner. John Ferrari is has been with the production company since 1990, and that's been a little while now. And we have a lot of people that we've been with for many, many years. We make a good team in several different states, and it's been fun. It's been actually really a nice time. And mostly now I'm doing public speaking about the book, and I just came back from Africa, actually Nigeria.
Yes, yes.
Can you believe
that,
Jane? Unbelievable. Well,
amazing.
There is an organization called Art for Peace, the number four, Art for Peace Awards, and I'm the one of the American ambassadors, and they asked. I've done a lot of public speaking for them across the United States, but they asked me to go to Lagos, Nigeria, and then outside of Lagos, the little towns. And I tell you, Jamie, it was an experience of a lifetime. But those people, too, that really live in a third world where they don't have electricity and they don't have running hot water, they still want to succeed. So they were still interested in performance skills, in getting jobs and trying to sell their wares. You know, for example, I was teaching them that if somebody to the side of them comes and they ask a question, you don't turn your head and speak to them. You turn your whole upper torso so that your chest is facing to them so they feel important. Audience psychology is how you're making your audience feel, how you're making them react. And it was awful for me to see such poor people, but it was just charming to see how nice and I got along with them so well and how happy they were with the performance skills information. Who knew?
That's amazing. It's you know, it's what an opportunity, you know, what an opportunity. And it's interesting to me because they have the I've never been to Africa, but on my bucket list, I definitely want to go. A few years ago, I was in Asia, and I took a little holiday by myself, met some people along the way, and had a good time. But it's you're right. When you go to these other places in the world to see commonality, I almost enjoyed that more than seeing the different cultures, and so, which I did enjoy. But I thought it was neat. I'm like, you know, we all kind of have the same thing going on here. We're all trying to do better.
All of us, everywhere. Yes.
You know?
Yes. When I was in Nigeria, I spoke at the Polytechnic University there, and I gave my other speech is always peace begins with me. So I have two kinds of speeches. One that is a peace and what you can do yourself. It includes some performance skills, but then the other one is just performance skills without the eloquence, so to speak. And the amount of graduates and their parents that came up afterwards. It was just amazing to. I met people in Nigeria, Jamie, that will be my friends for a lifetime. Several royal families that, I mean, Emperor Alafia, I mean, unbelievable governors, senators. It was just the trip of a lifetime. And then I came back for a week, and then all of a sudden I was in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem in Israel. And so, like, whoa, what a like. Turnaround, you know, crazy. So this book has really opened up a lot of doors for me. And, you know, I'm seeing and meeting a lot of people, Nashville, you name it, and I'm just excited, you know. It's just really a good time of life.
That's amazing. Well, you know, and that's the important thing. It's so cool. That is so cool. Now, was this your first – this wasn't your first trip to Israel and whatnot, was it?
No, I had been to Israel probably 5 or 6 times before. I had been to Africa before, mm-hmm. but only to northern Africa, Egypt, Morocco.
Okay.
I guess those are the only 2 countries that I'd been to in Africa. So this is central western Africa, and when I was there, there were several terrorist bombings, but they were in the east and in the south of Nigeria, and I was in the west. But it's you know, it's just remember that, you know, when you're in the United States or even Europe or even Japan or anyone that's a first world country, you are so blessed to be born in those places, things that you take advantage of. When I came home and I just was able to hit a switch and the lights went on, it's like, whoa. You know,
have water out of the tap.
It reminds me of that Tom Hanks movie where he was stranded in the ocean on an island, you know.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I tell you, the best scene in that, in my opinion, and I had to look away. I couldn't watch it when he had that bad tooth, and it had to come out.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh,
man.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that was hard.
Oh.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you know, and it's interesting to me, especially in this echo chamber that we live in now, that a lot of people find themselves in. The world is a big place, and there's other people, and people go to these places, and it's not a Disneyland exhibit. This is how these people live. This is,
yes.
you know, their life.
Yes.
And
when
people,
you see
people
don't
realize it.
That you can't really drive on because they're hardly anyone has cars, and the 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds are doing dishes in the dirt, and you know, you just look at it, and when people complain here, I remind people these are first world problems. Aren't we glad that we have the opportunity to have first world problems? So
exactly.
You know, yeah. That's it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. And it's, you know, the interesting thing, though, is there, I've done this show now about 3 years. This was the first year I was doing it, towards the end of the first year, and I got a message on Facebook from this guy, who I'm still friends with today, and he was in a rock and roll band, a real heavy metal band, and he said, we'd love to be on your show, you know, can you, what do you think? And I said, well, send me some stuff, let me see what you're about, and so I checked it out and everything, and he said, you know, it's hard for us to get gigs. We're the only heavy metal band in, where were they at? Madagascar or someplace? I'm like, I had no idea. Of course you can be on the show, you know. But it's interesting because, again, one of those things, we're all the same. You know, we all have similar interests and I think people are generally good, you know, around the world. There's of course, bad apples. Everywhere, but for the most
part.
Well,
but it doesn't make money to report on all the good things, does it?
That's
all
true.
All of the sensational news is all of the, you know, the earthquakes. And of course, we want to learn about all that, of course. We want to be apprised. But all of the many, many, many things that people do good at. And there are some sites online where.
Right, where they have good news.
Things. Or heroes, or good news, and you go to them. So people that save lots and lots of people, you know, like from a robbery in Florida, a guy comes in with a gun and starts shooting people, and some lady actually had one and shot him. Saved all these people's lives,
right.
You know. It's like and heroes that go out of their way to save people they don't know. But the only time that you see these stories is when they're saving an animal. When everybody stops, all the strangers stop, and you get together to save an animal. That's when the story. We all got together and saved a couple of horses that were loose in the road. A bunch of strangers and myself surrounded these soldiers, horses, and kind of walked them off the road until the owner got them. And we didn't ever even talk to each other. We never said hi. We never said goodbye. We just saw it. We stopped. We did it. We left. Someone reported on it. So
solved
that's
the problem.
It's like, but if it were a person that you were saving, I don't know if anyone has heard about it.
Right. I'm telling you. That's awesome.
Upside down world.
Now,
I can't help it.
That's great. I'm very envious of your ranch, too. I recently bought my first house.
In Las Vegas. I'm not too far away.
You know, one of my favorite.
My ranch?
I actually lived in Las Vegas. Yeah, I'll come out and visit your ranch. Absolutely.
Go look on
Absolutely.
Facebook. Water Rock Ranch. That's great. I love it. Water Rock Ranch. I love
Water Rock Ranch. I'm looking it up.
Right.
Yeah, here it is.
Right.
That's
there.
Amazing.
That's my ranch.
Very,
yeah,
very nice.
You see my baby goats. My goats are 11 days old.
Look at the baby
today.
Goats.
Ozzy and Sandy.
Nice.
And you can also get a link, I think, from there to the Amazon site where my book is, Dynamic Song Performance. You need to remember to plug that. I get so involved in chatting with you. Ha!
I know.
But, yeah.
And, you know, folks, for our listeners, we will have, as soon as the show is over, we'll have a link to the Amazon site. You just click on that and get right there. And also the Water Rock Ranch. Check out these baby goats.
Yeah, if you'd like
you know,
to
it's
see
so funny.
What
Danny.
Baby goats look like.
Oh, I'm telling you, last night, my girlfriend, she does this cosplay stuff. She has a convention this weekend, so she's making all this stuff for one of her outfits. And in the middle of it, she sends me a video of a bunch of baby goats. And she goes, do you think, because we have this giant 9,000 square foot backyard. She goes, do you think we could get baby goats? And I'm like, no, baby goats grow up, sweetie. Can't.
Yeah, but if they're a real baby goat. In about 10 months, they'll be giving you fresh, real milk if you put a boy with them.
There you go. And then we can make goat cheese as well.
Well, I don't know that. That's a little more complicated than I get.
Yeah, I don't. You know, the thing, we have a couple cats, and the great thing about cats, if you go away for a few days, you know, on a trip or something, you just have somebody come over and feed them.
Yeah,
they really are. So much easier, you know, so much easier. Well, again, folks, I want to let you know, the name of the book is The Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. Dynamic Song Performance, Singer's Bible. And like I said, we will have a link up there. And it's fantastic. I would definitely get this for your friends. And you know what? It's sold on Amazon, so that's real easy. As long as you have their address, man, you can send this book to anywhere in the world. I send stuff to people all the time off Amazon. It's amazing.
Yeah, you
very, very
great.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat, you know, Pepper, the way this is set up, the world we live in now, you know, you can self-distribute and stuff like that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
So
the hard copy is supposed to come out soon. It'll be in bookstores, but right now it's on Amazon. And it's interesting. One of the people is from Great Britain. You know, they got it. They liked it.
Mm-hmm.
They contacted me. Listen, I'd like to have a couple of lessons, you know, I want to do circle some, this, that, and the other. So the Skype thing, and there's other places that besides Skype, it's amazing. All of a sudden, the person is right there with you, except for you're in the morning and they're at night. I mean, except for the time change.
Right. I have fun with that one, too. Oh, my gosh. It's just crazy. Well, that's pretty cool that you do it over Skype, too. You know, that's neat. That is very, very neat.
Very helpful.
I was just talking to somebody who gives guitar lessons over Skype. I thought that was, I'm like, wow. I said, you have a planet you can give lessons to, as opposed
to
individuals.
Yeah, it's a 24/7 planet now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You gotta earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries, Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, Pepper, is this you on the cover of your book here?
No.
Singing
I'm
away
on
there?
The back. Yeah, the cover.
You're
is
on the back.
Danica Quinn is probably someone that I think melts the mic when she sings just about, and she's actually now a princess, so she gave up singing, but she was just to me like the epitome of song performance, and I'm on the back so that people know what I look
nice,
like.
Nice.
A little Photoshopped picture. I look real good. I don't know if it's Photoshop, but it's about a year or so ago. What, honey?
Well, it looks great. It looks fantastic. No, I was going to say, I see on here, it says customers who also bought, who bought the Dynamic Song Performance. Also, a lot of customers bought John Michael Frizzari. I'm probably saying his name wrong, aren't I? Ferrari, right?
Ferrari.
Like the car.
Ferrari, just like the car.
Yeah.
John Michael Ferrari. Yeah.
Right.
He has a book out that's a booklet on acting called Acting with Your Eyes. And it is one of those books, actually almost a booklet because it's really not that long. It's an easy read that goes directly to what actors need. You know, in acting, one of the things that the director says to actors is, oh, do less. Or just stand there and don't do anything. And an actor really doesn't know how to do that. They're pretty good maybe when they're speaking, but what do you do when you're just listening or you're just part of the scene? And how do you go with your eyes? Where are you taking people with your eyes? And a very short read, easy to understand and great lesson, you know, like exercises, acting with your eyes, I think is probably one of the best quick read acting books that anyone, and I use a lot of those exercises when I'm teaching also, because, you know, if you're looking straight up, the audience is wondering what you're looking at. Well, if somebody's falling from the sky, then it's okay. But if not, you're taking your audience elsewhere. And if you have a guest star role on Criminal Minds, that's not going to work for you. So, yeah, it's a very popular book. It's a great book.
Well, you know,
it's that cute little cartoon.
It's interesting because very cool. Very cool. And people are picking this up along with your book as well. And And I'm telling you, and I scroll down. I'm on the Amazon page now, and I'm scrolling down, and it's just five-star after five-star of customer reviews.
Oh,
that's just
I should look
one
at
after
that,
the
then.
Other.
Oh, I'm so,
yeah,
that's
just,
so exciting. Yay.
That's outstanding.
That's exciting.
Outstanding.
Very
well,
nice.
There you go,
I'll have
folks.
To go and look at that. I really haven't. I've been traveling so much. I know it's been selling.
Well, yeah.
What happened about that?
You've been globe hopping, you know, just globe hopping and having dinner
right.
with Kate.
Well, I love the public speaking so much that I just love the meeting of people. So I've been living. People in the airports greet me now as I walk by. The vendors and
wow.
stuff say, "Oh, hey, nice to see you again." It's like, okay, I've been doing this too much.
Now, when you fly out, are you flying out of Vegas there, or are you going down to L.A.?
You know, it depends.
When
I flew to London recently, it was out of Los Angeles. When I flew to New York, it was out of Vegas. If I can get a nonstop from Vegas, then I'll do it.
That's the way
or
to go.
Or one stop, depending on how far it is. You know, I think what we did is from Los Angeles, we went to New York. No, we had a nonstop to Tel Aviv, and on the way back, we stopped in New York and then changed planes because we had to go through customs, yeah. So,
oh, okay.
It just, you know, depends.
I'd say, I love that Vegas airport. The last time I went through it, they had a slot machine in there. I put a nickel
everywhere.
In. I won $500. I was
everywhere.
Amazed.
I live in Nevada. There are slot machines everywhere in the grocery stores, you name it.
That's true. That's
yeah.
very
CVS
true.
CVS Pharmacy has slot machines.
I remember being in a 7-Eleven one time and seeing them. It was amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Cute. Funny.
Well, very, very cool. Yeah. Well, I,
you're so nice
Pepper,
to
I
talk
wish
to
you
too.
All this. Oh, well, thank you. And vice versa, of course, and vice versa. Although I'm trying to be on my toes a little bit now. I thought about that earlier. I said, you know, she's an expert on this speaking thing. I better get on it, man. And
yeah, you just
you know, then I thought,
because you're doing really well.
So thank you. And once again, folks, check out Pepper's website, pepperj.com, www.pepperj.com, and definitely get over there and pick up a copy of the Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. Over there on Amazon. Like I said, we will have a direct link to that on our show page. And also on my social media, I'll put a link up on that as well when the show's over here. And yeah, just outstanding. Oh, and I should mention before we wrap things up, the fine folks, if you're in the creative world and you need some help with digital PR and whatnot, the fine folks over at Core PR do a great job. Get a hold of them. We also have a link to them as well. I don't know how that business works.
Yes, out of Nashville, they're great.
And, you know, whatever you got to do to get them on your side, pick up their dry cleaning, wash their car. No, I'm kidding. Probably just writing a check. There you go. Very, very cool. Well, I worked with them for a while now, and they're just always on it. So good stuff, folks. Good stuff. Well, Pepper, I think we mentioned everything. I hope we did. Did I miss anything?
No, you're real good, and I appreciate it. Oh, I just received the Diamond Rose Award in Entertainment for 2016 by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. That was, I think, the last thing that happened in a couple of months, but that's it.
Tell us about that a little bit. I can't depend on, I mean, I will in a little bit, but I got to know more. What's that about? What's this whole thing?
I don't know how it sounds about, but I was very honored. It was a beautiful event. I met a lot of people there that I knew, Motown people, a lot of people from all aspects of entertainment, and that they chose me for a Multicultural Motion Picture Association Award, the award in entertainment for 2016 was like beyond, just beyond. I was just so thrilled and humbled. And
cool. Well, congratulations. That's amazing. Yay. That's very, very cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Pepper, have such continued success. You definitely
Thank
deserve
you, my
it.
Dear
and
Jamie.
I just.
Thank you for everything.
I can't wait to see more. And, you know, it's. I'm going to be following everything on the, you know, the Water Rock Ranch and all of your social media and all this and that. And anytime in the future, if you have something, you know, that you need help getting the word out, like, keep me in mind. I'd love to have you back anytime.
Oh, well, thank you, my darling. Yes, Pop Rocks, ROXX Radio.
Yeah. Well, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for us tonight. Of course, this this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, do me a quick favor. Well, first off, hello from the past. But now do me the quick favor and hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page, and the view is always better from the top. You know, that's at least my advertisers think so. Have a great night, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we've got an interesting show, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. We've got Dr. Miami. He's a board-certified plastic surgeon here in Miami and has a new reality TV show starting. And very, very exciting. We'll be talking to him about that and all of that stuff. And we will be back tomorrow night. We'll see you then. Thanks again, Pepper, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Was fun, Jamie. Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.